I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. The USA show Burn Notice is back, and so are the stars Bruce Campbell and Gabrielle Anwar. I had the chance to talk with them in a media conference call, where you can tell how much the two really like working with each other. Unfortunately, Gabrielle had to leave halfway through, but Bruce gleefully took over and gave out some great info. They talked about their characters, working in Miami, the challenges of working on the show, and a whole lot more.
So, we're going into season four. What's new?
Come on, Gabrielle. Give them the whole lowdown of the entire season.
Oh, no! You know how much better you are at stuff than I am.
Oh, no. I think it's safe to say that we're going to get more bad guys, and we're going to get worse bad guys, because this is getting worse. Michael Weston's situation is compounding, and he's in a world of hurt, and that drags us into it also. So everybody's in trouble. His mother's in trouble. We're all, you know, it just every episode it seems to escalate. I mean, wouldn't you say that's the general feeling, Gabrielle?
Yeah, I think you're right. It builds to quite a crescendo in the last episode. But you're right. It's just a continual snowballing effect. We can't seem to get out of trouble.
No, and we have other side jobs, and, you know, we all, the cases come in every week from different ways, but there's still the through line of Michael Weston's situation is getting more and more perilous and dangerous, and he's getting more powerful people pissed off at him, and he's, you know, and I think by the end, I have to say, when I read the end scene of the end of this season, it actually was a jaw-dropper for me. So most TV shows don't give you that. The nice thing about this season, the last half of the season, is there's going to be a big boom at the end of this. There's going to be a big what the F moment.
In terms of your characters, you guys are getting more ramped up, more involved, and seeing more danger for your characters as people as well as with Michael.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you say we get dragged in because of him? We're part of this team now.
Yeah, I think that loyalty surpasses the peril that we're all in, and he's getting himself deeper and deeper into trouble, and we're sort of caught in the crossfire.
And also, you know, we can't say no to him. It's not possible. We give him a lot of crap, particularly, you know, Fiona's, you know, that character. And rightfully so, because he's doing things that are risky, but he's one of these classic it's all for the greater good kind of guys. So we each have our own codes and ethics. There's stuff that really gets the Fiona character pissed off. There's stuff that really gets Sam's goat. And there's stuff that fuels Michael Weston. So we're actually all fighting for the right thing, but we just have way different approaches in how to do it. And so, you know, my theory about this show is that we break laws every episode, but we don't do anything wrong. We're actually technically vigilantes. I think the world needs a few vigilantes. Someone out there who's willing to step up and go, you know what? This ain't happened. I gotta take care of business here.
I feel very happy about that definition. Bruce, you just made my day.
She's a badass. She's a badass. It's a great character for her. You know, when people meet her, they'll go, oh my God. She's like a nice, really sweet person. You know, I think so. When you're not working, you know. I mean, I'm kidding, of course. But, you know, the Fiona characters are great. I think for you, Gabrielle, I don't know how you feel, but I think it's a great character. She's so tough. Sam won't even mess with you. No one messes with you.
Yeah, I'm truly blessed to be able to step into her shoes every day. And I love the fact that she really is not apologetic for her.
No.
In a vigilante. I think it's a geniusly written role. I'm very, very proud to be playing her.
And it's good for the, you know, it's good for womanhood in that it's just another ass-kicking woman who just steps up and she's just like the guys. I mean, no difference. There's no difference in abilities, no nothing. She can take you out as many ways as Michael Weston or Sam Ack.
What about your characters continues to challenge you?
The high heels.
The high heels and memorizing dialogue.
Oh, yeah. You and me both. My God.
Yeah, I mean, we this is what people don't It's not a complaint from us as actors. That's what we have to do. We have to memorize lines. The only thing about television, it's like a series of waves crashing over your head before you get a full breath. And that while you're sort of figuring out the current script, the next one comes in and it's like, hey, look at that speech on page 4, you know, and you haven't even gotten there yet. And so you relish it as an actor, because if they didn't give you a lot of dialogue, right, Gabrielle, you'd complain. You know what I mean? But if they gave you a lot, it's challenging. If they don't give you anything, it's challenging in a way. So it's sort of the basics of our job, that a lot of our challenge from day to day is really just pulling this show off in 7 days, which is kind of absurd. And Gabrielle would agree that the filming methods we have to do to get this show done are absurd.
Yeah, it's a tremendous amount of work from every department on the crew.
Every department. Everybody's maxed out for 7 months, basically.
Right. And it's hard, but in television, which I wasn't privy to because I hadn't much television experience, but you have the luxury on a feature film of you have the script months, oftentimes, before you begin. So you have the entire thing mapped out in your mind. You have a beginning, a middle, and an end. With a television show, you're doing a mini feature film every week, so it's very, very hard to catch up with yourself. It's just the
you're sometimes meeting a new director for the first time,
right?
The first day of shooting. Oh, hi, what's your name, Joe? Oh, okay. What do you got in mind? You know.
Yeah, so you really do have to stay on your toes. It's a lot of staying on your toes.
Yeah, and it's a marathon. You know, because the weather starts to heat up and everybody slows down, and you know it can get brutal. But I think at the end of the day, it still is. We all feel as actors that the show is still worth it, because it's when it all gets put together. I have to say, I watch it sometimes and I go, "Wow, that was a kind of a slick ass show." And it's because you don't think of it. I don't think of it when we shoot it. We're cracking jokes. There's things happening behind the scenes. To me, it's all disjointed. But it's kind of nice to see them all put together. And we feel very much supported by the people on the back end, too, the people who do all the editing. They're busy people, the editors, you know, and they keep us in line. They hopefully use all of our best stuff, because, you know, you can get raggedy over 7 months. Sometimes you don't nail that take every single time, and you've got to rely on somebody to nurture you. So we feel supported by the writers. We feel supported by, you know, the post-production, and Gabrielle loves to boss the directors around, so that works out fine.
How much time do you guys have to spend, like, training and preparing for the physical side of your characters?
That's a funny question.
Well, Gabrielle, go ahead about just, you know, surviving the 7 months in general.
There really isn't time to do any kind of formal training. There truly isn't time. I mean, there's barely time to wolf down breakfast in the morning, let alone, you know, burn those calories off. I haven't done any training. I actually, during the first season, went to shoot at a military place where they have a lot of guns. I don't even know the name of it. But that was it. And it, really, I only did that because I have a sort of innate aversion to militia. And I wanted to not play Fiona with that fear. Of course, once the weapon was in my hand, I felt like, you know, King Kong.
Yeah.
I haven't had any training. Jeffrey, I think, is the only one amongst our cast that actually has had any martial arts training. Am I right, Bruce?
Yes, correct. Because, you know, I've done some action stuff, but it's always been you figure out the choreography as you shoot it on that given day. You don't, and especially in Gabrielle's case, every week they're shoving a new weapon into her hand, something that's even bigger and bigger. She carries the most ridiculously heavy weapons I've ever felt. You know, and you got to hold it up there and look like the tough guy, and that thing's as heavy as you are sometimes.
And by the end of the season, I start whining. In the beginning, I'm like, I can handle this, and look at me, and hear me roar. And then by the end of the season, I'm like a little kitten, like, whining and meowing.
Well, we sometimes we have real guns and fake guns, and the fake guns are sometimes rubber. So in many cases, I'll tell the prop guy, I'm just running around with it. Just give me the rubber. Just give me the fake. know, so you don't even have to carry the real guns around. But I just gave away big secrets, so I'm sorry, Mad Max. Sorry.
Now that Jesse knows about knows that Michael is the one that burned him, how do things progress from there with his character?
We're not allowed to tell you that. We can only tell you so much about that stuff because it's all relevant to what's happening. The point is this.
Right.
If you have to work together for the greater good, you will. And so, but it's going to be a long road.
Can you guys talk about Simon's Bible and what fans can expect from Eyes Open?
Can we?
I'm sure you can give them juicy tidbits, Gabrielle.
You think? what can we expect from the Bible?
Well, it's a puzzle, isn't it? And
it, it is a puzzle.
You have to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Okay.
And when you put the puzzle together, you step back and you see an amazing picture. So what Simon's Bible does is presents the opportunity to see and know everything.
Amen.
So, you know what I mean? And that's vague, but it's pretty accurate, I think. And look, these scripts are very, they're very dense. Sometimes Gabriel and I will look at each other in a scene and go, is that guy, how bad do we really hate that guy? You know what I mean? Because we're trying to figure out.
Did we just kill him?
Totally. Did we have to kill that guy? Okay, all right. What's the next thing, you know? But we try and stay up with it, frankly.
Is there any fan-specific episodes coming up or interesting?
I'm being written out of the show.
What?
I'm being written out of the show.
No way.
Yeah, Gabrielle would like that because then she'd have to work more days.
No!
Here's the scoop. This is kind of how it goes. Obviously, it's the main story of Michael Weston, but what will happen is during the course of this season, and I think you're going to see, coming up, you're going to see episodes that are fantastic and, you know, Fiona-rific. And that's what they do. They emphasize certain characters to help kind of grow the show. So there will be some Sam-centric episodes coming up and some Fiona-centric episodes because they want to do that. They want people to know that we're kind of in it to win it, that we're part of the show. And I think that's cool. And that therefore, there's going to be some episodes that you're not in as much as a character. So it fluctuates.
Any interesting guest stars coming up?
What do we got? We got Robert Patrick. Has he already been in, Robert Patrick?
He's been
popped
off already.
Oh, he just bit it, didn't he?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out which amount of episodes are left, you know. I would say that they are all good to be effusive and dodging the question. Only because it's hard for us to tick them off, seriously. We've had some cool guest stars, and I hope that if the show stays popular, we can keep getting good guest stars. That's the beauty of having a popular show, that actors will actually show up on your show.
And we've seen Sam with some lovely ladies on his arm in the past couple of seasons. Is there any chance for you to get a love interest again?
Where have all the ladies gone? I mean, it's like I'm fighting Michael Weston's stupid missions the whole time. Sam doesn't even, you know, he's like this old geezer that they crank back into service, and he's like, wait, I was having a good time. So, I don't know. I think he's just kind of back in the fold now. You've noticed that Sam has a different car about every second episode. And now they're all junkers. They're all pieces of crap because they're all going to get wrecked. I used to have these really nice cars because I used to have a life outside of this. But now that Burn Notice is actually getting more intense, they can't find the time to have Sam, like, go bowling and drink mojitos with some hot lady because basically we're all getting co-opted to be on a stakeout instead. So it's bad for the personal lives of these characters. Sorry. And as actors, we don't try and steer the show. We try and leave it in the capable hands of Mad Nix and see where he wants, you know. And I'm sure the studio responds, too, because I'm sure they've seen some episodes where they go, wow, let's never do that with those characters again. Or they see stuff that they like and they go, wow, let's do a lot more of, you know, Fiona kissing Michael and slipping him a device to get him out of prison.
I was wondering what we should expect from the Sam Axe movie that you guys are getting ready to make.
You should expect 2 hours of badassness. That's what you should expect.
Are we going to get to see you whoring around and drinking some more during that?
No, because this is Sam's last military mission, so I have to lose weight and dye my hair darker. Because it's a prequel. So I'm training in the mountains of Oregon right now, and I'm not even kidding. But here's the cool thing about it. Here's what's key. It does not have this fabulous, you know, Gabrielle Anwar, but we may, you know, approach her with lots of money for a telephone cameo or something. But it's mostly...
Do we know each other background?
Probably knew of each other, because if Mike was still active and I was active, I would have known that you and him were doing the nasty. So
I'll have my people call your people.
Thank you. That's a good idea. But Matt Nix has put a component of this next season 5, he plants a seed in the TV movie that will come to fruition in season 5, which I think is pretty fun.
Yeah.
So if you really want to be the Burn Notice junkie, you've got to watch that TV movie. And it's not for my sake. It's for the, you know, for the viewers' sake.
I'm going to buy it without, gentlemen.
Okay, you're out of here?
Yeah. Enjoy the rest, Bruce.
All right, indeed. Bye, stay out of the rest. Stay out of the chilling. See you later.
I will. Bye-bye.
Ta-ta. All right, it's just those chickens left.
This is the longest you continuously play the single character. What have been the surprises playing a character for so long?
Actually, Autolycus from Hercules has been longer. Yeah, I played that from 95 to 2000. So starting in season 5, Burn Notice will tie the record. We've been committed for season 6. So I think once season 6 rolls around, that'll be a record.
But have there been any surprises playing a character for so long?
No, the surprises are that there are no surprises, and that's the good news, that you get to know a character, therefore it allows you to then play with it. It's like once you learn the instrument, then you can play with it. So, because, you know, you make a movie sometimes, and the first 2 weeks, I want to throw that footage out, because you don't know what you're doing with that character. It's only 3-4 weeks into it, so I'm actually glad with a TV show you get to kind of finesse it over time. And so do the writers. They get to watch how that... It's up to them, ultimately.
How have the writers made Sam more like you over the years?
Well, they sometimes will slip in vernacular that I say, or a way that I say something, or if I have trouble saying what they've written, sometimes we'll work with each other to figure out how I can say it. And then once they see how I talk, sometimes they'll adapt to that, you know. It's just practical stuff.
Have you ever gotten one of your scripts and just been completely blown away by something that your character is going to do?
Oh, I've been certainly really happy and delighted and surprised. You know, they're like little Easter eggs that you find.
Yeah.
So you always look for those. And, you know, the Burn Notice writers are pretty good at serving up good stuff. So I try not to get in their face, because they kind of do their thing.
Yeah.
They do it pretty well.
Now, you guys film on location. Is there any huge difference between shooting there or, say, L.A.? Do you prefer shooting on location?
I'm contractually obligated to say that I like shooting on location, so that's what I'll say. Well, here's what it is. Miami, on film, terrific. Looks great. We are kind of mandated to shoot outside 60% of the time, so that you actually see Miami as a character. And it's great. Florida should send us a check for tourism every week, because that city looks awesome in our hands. And, you know, and it's a cool, dynamic city. But it can be problematic with the heat and the rain.
You've been at this for such a long time. What's your advice to actors?
Become a producer. Because, you know, I did that to get my first job. Evil Dead was 31 years ago now, the first Evil Dead movie. And, you know, I was one of the producers who made the movie. And so there was no issue of how I was going to get that part. I was just going to have that part. So, you know, there are ways to do the end run, but they're never the easy way. You know, an actor should never sit back and assume that there's only one way to get a job. Take control. We live in America. Be here now.
What are some of your favorite scenes to film?
My favorite scenes to film?
Mm-hmm.
One's where Sam is shooting a lot of BS into the air. Where he's trying to con his way into something, or, you know, he's trying to fast talk somebody. Those are always fun to do.
Can you tell me which moment do you think where after you saw the, after the footage was shot and you got, I don't know if you see dailies or anything, and you saw it and you said, you know what, I've got the character now, I understand it, and that's the defining moment. Do you have a moment like
no,
that?
No, there's never a defining moment. No, because it's always, it's, you know, like life, we're a moving target. So the character's always a moving target. You'll find out his flaws and his strengths. You know, I'd like to find out that Sam's a really good bowler. But it'll take a while to get that out, you know. That's, hopefully that's the things you can do if you stay on the air long enough. You can fool around with different parts of their character.
Thanks, Bruce and Gabrielle, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.